Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation.
Welcome to Dish Nation. Yo, we got a great show for y'all. You want to know why?
Why?
Because we have the one, the only, Layla Ali in the house. Yo, it's going to be a good one, y'all. But later in the show, we have a smash alert. And it looks like Demi Lovato wants that old thing back.
All
and we'll
right,
tell
now.
You which ex was spotted leaving her house at 5 o'clock this morning.
Oh,
my God. But first, let's wrap up the best of the Halloween costumes. Heidi Klum always goes all out for Halloween, and she did not disappoint this year. She went as Michael Jackson's werewolf from Thriller and even performed the dang-on dance.
Oh. Like, the level of effort that goes into that and to get, like, dope looking zombies that don't look bootleg?
I know. You gotta have that coin for that.
Yeah. That's inspiring, though. I mean, I'm one of those people who's kind of lazy about dressing up. This makes me feel bad as a mom. I really start doing something. But she's gonna have to top this every year.
Every
you know,
year.
She does.
And Lady Gaga put forth a solid effort, too, as Edward Scissorhands.
She did so good. Edward Scissorhands is one of my favorites.
Mine, too.
Isn't he?
Yes,
He was one of my favorites.
His costume was awesome. And speaking of Lady Gaga, congrats are in order because she just got engaged to talent agent Christian Carino, so congrats, Lady Gaga. Now back to Halloween. Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel might win for the cutest family effort. Toy Story is probably on heavy rotation at their house because their son Silas was Woody and Jessica was Jessie and Justin was Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, that is so cute. Okay, yeah. I feel cheated. Where the hell are they buying these costumes?
I know.
Look at this costume right here. This looks like something from Disney for real.
Yes,
that Justin
does.
Has on.
They have money.
Yeah.
I just don't want my kids to see this because then they're going to have a certain level of expectation. Well, mommy, can't you get it? I'm like, no, babe, we don't have it like that. Not quite like that.
But Rick Ross, owner of many Wingstops and always promoting, his daughter Berkeley was a lemon pepper flat wing and even had some ranch on the side.
Like the most creative costume out there.
I love it.
No copyright infringement there.
At all.
And it's comfortable for the baby to
be. Okay. Yes.
It's affordable, it's creative, and I like that it's light ranch dressing. Okay?
Right?
Ranch, okay? So cute.
You know he watching his weight now.
Okay.
Now moving on, I don't know if you heard, but Chris Brown has dropped a 45-track album. It's called Heartbreak on a Full Moon. And, you know, you would think Chris Brown was part of ISIS because he had a very specific list of demands, like a terrorist. He wanted to tell people exactly how to buy it. So the album was released on a Tuesday. So there's only 3 days left, you know, on a tracking debut to make the numbers good for the Billboard 200.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants fans to go buy it on iTunes, screenshot the receipt, but he goes to say more. He said, don't just listen to it on iTunes. You have to actually purchase it because that doesn't help his sales if you stream it. So he also told people to set up a free Spotify account and an Apple Music account and listen to it on there as well,
right,
just to kind of like pump the numbers up.
What do he owe us to do all of that?
That's what I'm screaming.
I'm sorry. I may not hear you, but I will download it one time, sir.
He also says, you know, the digital release came out yesterday, but the physical release is coming out on Friday, November 3rd. So he said
he wants to buy that too. Let me
He
guess.
Wants you to buy that too. But if you buy multiple copies, don't put it on one receipt. Because,
you're lying.
No, I'm dead serious. He said, don't buy multiple copies on one receipt because one receipt counts as one sale. So if you're going to buy three copies, you got to make three individual transactions.
I know that's right, Chris. Let him know.
Give him instructions, boo.
So some of the fans were here for it, but others not so much. One fan actually tweeted, Chris Brown be on IG showing off his Bentley truck and cars, mansion, and what us poor people to buy multiple copies?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's how they gonna feel.
Yes, ma'am, honey.
But it's him having these luxurious things that allows him to be able to.
So now he can't show his luxurious things.
I mean, it is in poor taste to like floss when the world is struggling.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day,
everybody on Instagram and social media flosses. Get out of here.
But they're not asking you to do all this. He wants you. If you could,
it'd be different if it was a GoFundMe page. He's not asking for money. He just wants you to support him and buy his album because this is what he does.
But he wants us to buy it 5 times.
All right, everybody, we got a snitch alert.
See how they do that?
Yes. And y'all, Ryan Phillippe and Demi Lovato may be at it again. Sources spotted Ryan sneaking out of Demi's house at 5 a.m. after arriving at midnight the night before, child.
Creep life.
And apparently, old Demi was having a Halloween party, but by the time Ryan arrived, all the guests had already left.
Well, she had the after party, honey.
What? Yeah. After the show is the after party.
She should have lazily crept out just wearing a mask and the outfit he walked in with.
That, exactly. Why didn't you do that? Anyway, Demi and Ryan secretly dated back in 2011, a year after Demi broke up with Joe Jonas.
Oh.
Demi is 25, honey, and Ryan is 43. She's so young.
She 25 years old. She ain't young.
She 25. She got like 35-year-old.
I mean, that's young for a 45-year-old man.
It sure is, with kids.
Hello.
He got kids, too.
You're just a kept woman, Gary.
I
we know, baby. We know.
It's a good age.
So, we got Layla Ali in the studio. And like, a lot of times we can say somebody is the Michael Jordan of this, the you know, the Michael Jackson of this. But we have the Layla Ali of boxing. And
yes.
The actual Layla
the
Ali.
The one and only.
Yeah. World-class athlete, fitness expert.
Yes.
Mom. You know, you survived Celebrity Apprentice.
Yes.
Right?
I try to do it all, baby.
And you are doing it all. You're doing it yourself.
That's right.
Season 7 of OWN Network's Emmy Award-winning series, Homemade Simple. It's premiered November 4th, and you are in the building.
Yes, I am the new host of the show, so it's Homemade Simple with Layla Ali.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's the 7th season, and it's going from a half-an-hour show to an hour show.
That's awesome.
So I'm really excited about that because not only do I get to make people's homes beautiful, cook healthy meals with them, I also get to, you know, show the human interest side of the story because these people that we're making over homes for have wonderful stories. They're amazing people. And, you know, it's on Oprah's network, so, you know, we got to bring it up a notch.
Yeah. Jug it the heart a little bit.
I'm into DIY now.
You are?
Yes,
really?
I am.
What?
Actually, I tell a lot of people I fixed my fireplace the other day.
Girl.
So I love I love those shows now. Mm-hmm.
You know what? At first I was surprised, but then again I'm not because I was on Celebrity Apprentice with Miss Portia
here. You sure were.
And she was amazing. She really was. I didn't know what
let
to expect.
Know,
I didn't know what to expect. I really didn't. You know what I mean? Because I was like, what's this going to be? Is this going to be drama? Am I going to have to fight this girl? And I'm
joking.
I'm just joking.
So we want to spice things up a little bit. We got this game called Knockout or Lockout, right? There's a lot of things going on in pop culture. I say what it is. You tell me if it's a knockout, like it's great, or if it's a lockout. Hey, we're not feeling that.
Okay.
Game 7 of the World Series. Like, who do you got?
I'm one of those may the best team win people.
Okay, so really no matter who wins, it's a knockout.
I'm okay, yeah, knockout. I'm sorry. I'm not the greatest at these things. You're making me make a choice.
Okay, Cardi B's engagement ring. Gary was giving it a lot of shade because it was pear-shaped, but if you're really thinking optimistically, it's raindrop shape. You know, Offset's and Migos.
Yeah.
Knockout or lockout?
I think knockout because a ring is a ring.
Yeah,
you know?
Isn't that right?
This is in your former field. Conor McGregor wants to cage fight Floyd Mayweather. Is this
lockout?
You're not here for it,
no,
right?
No, boo. You came to boxing because you wanted to. You got beat. He never said he wanted to come to the UFC. He was calling Floyd out.
Mm-hmm.
They made it happen. They made their money. Move on.
Indeed. Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez, they've been, like, seen canoodling around the city again. Is that a knockout or lockout?
I would just have to say, I mean, I'm not all up in their business, but I would say knockout. They're both two individuals that are in the industry. They're young. I mean, you know, they can understand each other on a certain level. So go ahead and make it happen, you know?
Right.
Got you. Jay-Z and Beyonce, they went out as Biggie and Lil' Kim for Halloween. Is that a knockout or lockout?
It had to be a knockout. That sounds cool. He asked me, though.
Oh, okay.
Ooh! You better win!
Knockout!
TKO, Gary! Watch your lips! Guard your grill, Gary! Guard your grill!
I'm just playing. You know I love you.
Everybody getting knocked out.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Layla, for hanging out with us, first of all. Y'all give it up for Layla, honey. Thank
you.
And then next, Wendy Williams explains the faint hurt around the world. Next.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Yesterday, we talked about the faint heard around the world live on the Wendy Williams Show.
Our first caress.
Here's what I want to say about that. To me, it looked like she was having a panic attack. Because if you've ever had anxiety disorders or a panic attack, when you're talking and she was reading a teleprompter, when that starts to happen, your heart races.
Well, it's not like it's her first show. I mean, it's Wendy Williams.
No, but it doesn't. I've had them on the air before. It's
you
not,
should. I'd panic every time the camera turned on. If I saw on-air lights, I for you, I'd be like, just faint.
Yeah. Okay, so, you know, we're kind of going back and forth. Is it believable or not? Well, a lot of people online aren't buying it. 50 Cent, for one, said he just looked like, it looked like he was watching some bad acting.
But why would you fake that?
Well, you know, on today's show, Wendy got a little emotional when she explained what happened yesterday.
I immediately, you know, go to the teleprompter, about to do the game, and that's when you saw me with the eyes. Because it was scary. It was really scary.
Okay, that was bad acting. Come on. I mean, what's Donald Trump saying about this, though? I mean, he's so upset about, you know, Colin Kaepernick and everybody taking a knee during the national anthem. When you pass out as the Statue of Liberty, is that, like, the most un-American thing you can do?
That's pretty symbolic of what's happening right now, too. Wendy Williams may be onto something.
Well, moving on. When we first reported that Margot Robbie was going to be playing Tonya Harding, I was a little skeptical that, but they released the trailer, and here it is.
I was the best figure skater in the world at one point in time.
Call that a clean skate, for Christ's sake.
Do not swear in front of the kids.
I didn't swear, you.
Who's that?
You two, yep.
America, they want someone to love, but they want someone to hate.
I mean, come on. What kind of friggin' person bashes in their friend's knee? Who would do that to a friend?
Stop that.
I didn't know if I was going to watch this film or not, but I am definitely watching this film. It's a ticket for me.
Three words. Allison Janney Oscar.
You think so?
100% yes.
Maybe even Margot Robbie.
I mean,
Oscar.
Seriously, I think I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask anyway. Would you still have sex with Margot Robbie if she was dressed as Tonya Harding?
Oddly, no. But I would have sex with Tonya Harding dressed as Margot Robbie.
I don't understand you.
Gary, it's your favorite part of the show.
It's the damn dude.
Well, maybe the second. Oh. It's time for a deal, baby. Oh. Yes. And this one is a great one. Who doesn't love looking young and hot?
We all do.
Exactly. Then check out this three-piece LaFemme Actuelle Instant Aging Solution. This fabulous set of anti-aging creams and serum will help you look fresh and young and very radiant. The serum will help open your pores and absorb the oils, toxins, and dirt from the deep tissues of your skin, Brad. Oh, and Gary, you're going to love this.
Really?
Now, the night cream is infused with caviar extracts.
Oh, caviar. Uh-huh. Oh, now, this sounds pricey, Porsche. How much is it?
Well, this amazing product can be seen as high as $200.
Oh.
I know. But for you and our Dish Nation family, it's only $39.
What?
I know.
$39?
It's a sick deal, okay?
Oh, my God.
For some radiant skin. So just head over to morningsave.com right now.
All right, coming up after the break, Andy Dick joins the growing list of men accused of sexual harassment, but you won't believe his excuse. Stay tuned.
What a...
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, the amount of people in Hollywood who are being accused of sexual misconduct or accusations of that, the latest are Brett Ratner and beloved
Dustin Hoffman.
Those are crazy stories. But there is one guy that has been fired because of his inappropriate sexual behavior, and that is Andy Dick. apparently he was fired from his movie Raising Buchanan after being accused of groping people's genitals, unwanted kissing and licking, and sexual propositions.
But that's Andy Dick, isn't it? I mean, of all the people who have been accused of something in Hollywood, when Andy Dick gets on the list, it's like, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, but you still
can't. Has he ever been accused of being inappropriate?
That's the bigger dish story. According to the Hollywood Reporter, Andy only denied some of it, which is weird. He says he does not grope women or people anymore. But then he went on and just sort of admit what he does, like very casually. He added, quote, I might have kissed somebody on the cheek to say goodbye and then licked them. That's my thing. It's me being funny. I'm not trying to sexually harass people. Of course I'm going to proposition people. I'm single, depressed, and lonely and trying to get a date. They can say no, and they probably did, and then I was done. You're single, you're depressed, you're lonely, but going around licking people, that's not going to make people go, ooh, what a Casanova. I don't even know who he's looking for. Is he bisexual? Is he licking men, women? I'm not even sure in the story.
He's licking anything that's breathing on set. I think he grabbed a squirrel once. I was like, ooh.
The squirrel said no, by the way. Get away from my nuts, I believe, is what he said. And no means no.
So, guys, I have to tell you.
What?
Last Friday, I finally got a chance to listen to Kelly Clarkson's brand new album, highly anticipated, Meaning of Life. And when I tell y'all, this album gives me life.
Was it awesome?
It is so amazing.
Oh, wow.
Now, Kelly says that the album is full of confidence and sass, and it includes soulful tracks like Move You and Meaning of Life and the hit song Love So Soft.
Love so soft, you ain't had nothing soft.
All right, Kelly Clarkson.
Yo, isn't Kelly it bomb?
All right, y'all.
Jamming.
Super bomb.
Ooh, I love how she's singing that in the breakdown. Oh, she's killing it.
Yep. Now, Kelly said she couldn't have made this album in her 20s because she had to live life first.
You damn right.
You know, experience That's teaches right. you things.
That's right.
You know, there's some notable points there. Like, just imagine yourself in your 20s living the life you live now. You think you could hack it?
No. Mm-mm. I love sleep too much when I was younger. At least now I know I have to wake up an adult.
Okay.
Yeah.
Friends would be like, man, Portia Lane.
Yeah, I know. Now, we're going to be seeing a lot more of Kelly soon. She's going to be a coach on The Voice,
yes.
my favorite show, next season. And she just released her second children's book, River Rose and the Magical Christmas, named after her sweet daughter, River.
Oh.
Yeah. Meaning of Life is available now to buy or stream at kellyclarkson.com.
Stay tuned, y'all. There's still more Dish Nation coming up.
Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, yesterday was the big reveal of Gary's Halloween costume, Egyptian God Gary. And you know, a lot of people came through to comment on your costume, bro.
Oh, really?
Everybody.
Yeah. So it really wasn't about your costume. It was about how you wore it. So,
oh, really? I wore it very sexy.
Oh, okay. So we're going to give a
Dish Nation fan shout-out.
Now, this one goes to Cindy L., who really hasn't tweeted much since 2011. But, yo, your outfit brought her out of retirement.
Wow. That's inspiration, Gary.
She responded with not one, not two, but with three tweets. Here's what she said. Why does Gary have his costume hat on backwards? Gary looks like a gilded nun instead of an Egyptian. Hey, Gary, the elastic is supposed to go behind your head.
It's supposed to go behind your head?
Yes, Gary, you look like a five-year-old at a birthday party with a thing under your neck like that. That was a hot mess.
Somebody on Twitter asked, was Gary a Magnum?
Yeah, somebody on my page. They said we hear open Magnum rap. Yes, they did. They said he nailed it. I said, no, he's not trying to be a condom.
And I'm looking at, oh, it's so sad.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com to catch today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.